Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Giovanni Arrighi's The Long 20th Century Money, Power and the Origins of Our Times is a landmark work of historical sociology and world systems analysis. First published in 1994, it explains the evolution of modern capitalism not as a smooth story of industrial progress, but as a series of long systemic cycles linking capital accumulation, state power, and global dominance. Arrighi traces these cycles across several centuries, from the Italian city-states through Dutch, British, and American hegemony, showing how financial power often signals the mature phase of a hegemonic order. The book's purpose is both historical and analytical, to reveal recurring patterns in the rise and decline of leading capitalist powers and to use those patterns to interpret the present. Rather than focusing on a single nation or era, it places modern geopolitics within a much longer timeline of world economic change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, capitalism as a sequence of systemic cycles rather than a single linear story. Arrighi's core intervention is to reject the idea that capitalism develops through one continuous path of modernization. Instead, he presents it as a succession of systemic cycles of accumulation, each organized around a leading center that reorganizes trade, finance, and state power on a world scale. This framework allows him to compare different historical periods without reducing them to isolated national histories. The important point is that capitalism repeatedly shifts its center of gravity when existing arrangements no longer generate enough profit for reinvestment in production. That shift is not random. It follows a recognizable pattern in which material expansion eventually gives way to financial expansion, and financialization becomes a sign of transition rather than strength. This makes the book valuable as a theory of historical structure. It explains why the same broad sequence appears across centuries, even though the specific states, institutions, and technologies change. Secondly, the rise of hegemonic powers through the fusion of capital accumulation and state formation. A major theme of the book is that hegemonic power is never just economic or just political. The leading powers in Arrighi's account become dominant because they combine financial capacity, commercial reach, and state organization in ways that let them control larger portions of the world economy. He studies the succession of Genoese, Dutch, British, and American power to show that each hegemon builds a distinctive relation between capital and the state. The state is not simply an outside protector of markets. It actively helps structure the conditions under which accumulation expands. This helps explain why dominance is relational and international, not merely domestic. A hegemon succeeds when it can stabilize global exchange and organize the rules of competition. But that same dominance eventually creates pressures that undermine profitability and encourage rivals. Arrighi therefore treats hegemony as a historical phase, not a permanent condition, and this distinction is central to the book's explanatory power. Thirdly, financial expansion as a signal of mature and unstable world power. One of the book's most influential ideas is that financial expansion marks the late stage of a hegemonic cycle. When a leading power can no longer profitably absorb surplus capital through productive investment, capital shifts toward finance, speculation, and monetary operations. Arrighi does not present this as a simple decline in the everyday sense. Financialization can coexist with apparent prosperity, but it usually indicates that the underlying productive dynamism of the hegemon is weakening. This insight is important because it reverses a common assumption. More finance does not necessarily mean more strength. In Arrighi's model, the shift toward finance often reveals that the hegemon has become too successful in organizing production, creating competition that erodes its own advantages. The book uses this pattern to interpret earlier transitions between Dutch, British, and American dominance. By doing so, it gives readers a way to see financialization as a historical phase with structural meaning rather than a purely technical change in markets. Fourthly, the historical comparison of Genoa, the Dutch Republic, Britain, and the United States. Arrighi's method depends on sustained comparison across major hegemonic episodes. He does not treat the rise of the United States as unprecedented, but as part of a much longer sequence that began in the commercial city-states of late medieval and early modern Europe. Genoa and the Dutch Republic serve as early models of financial commercial leadership, while Britain represents the industrial and imperial phase of hegemonic power. The United States then appears as the latest successor, combining continental scale, industrial capacity, and global military reach. This comparison matters because it reveals both continuity and transformation. Each hegemon inherits and modifies strategies developed by its predecessor, especially the use of finance, overseas networks, and state-backed power. At the same time, the scale of each transition changes, suggesting that later hegemonic shifts become harder to reproduce. The book's comparative structure gives it unusual explanatory breadth, allowing it to connect the deep history of capitalism with the modern world economy in a single analytical frame. Lastly, The Problem of American Decline and the Possibility of a Terminal Crisis in the Capitalist World System. The concluding sections of the book are concerned with the future of American hegemony and the wider fate of capitalism. Arrighi argues that the United States, like earlier hegemonic powers, faces structural limits as finance expands and productive leadership weakens. But he also raises a more far-reaching possibility. Because the United States is so large and powerful, a successor hegemon may be harder to imagine than in earlier transitions. This makes the end of American dominance potentially different from the end of British dominance. Rather than a clean transfer of leadership, the world system could enter a period of unresolved instability. The importance of this argument lies in its openness. Arrighi does not reduce history to prophecy, but he uses long-run comparison to show that current geopolitical tensions should be read through the dynamics of hegemonic transition. Readers are left with a serious question about whether the capitalist system can continue to renew itself once the old pattern of succession breaks down. In conclusion, the long 20th century is best suited for readers who want a serious historical framework for understanding capitalism, empire, globalization, and international power. It will be especially valuable to students and researchers in history, sociology, political economy, and international relations. But it also rewards general readers who want more than a conventional account of the 20th century. Its practical benefit is not in offering policy advice or forecasts, but in sharpening the ability to interpret financialization, geopolitical rivalry, and shifts in global leadership as parts of a longer structural pattern. Intellectually, the book stands out because it combines vast historical scope with a clear theoretical model, making it more ambitious than standard national histories and more historically grounded than abstract economic theory. Compared with similar works, its distinctive contribution is the idea that hegemony follows repeated cycles of material and financial expansion, which creates a powerful way to connect past and present. It remains influential because it changes the scale at which readers think about capitalism and world order. If you would like to support Giovanni Arrighi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.